While Iraqi opposition groups and the Bush administration push for a preemptive strike against Saddam Hussein, commentator Judy Muller says she needs help deciding whether she supports a new war.
With the drums of war beating more insistently every day, I found myself wishing I could ask my dad his opinion about the Iraq dilemma. He died last year at the age of 86, just a few weeks before 9/11. And at the time, I thought it was a mercy that he had not lived to see such a terrible event. But now I yearn for his perspective, a perspective and view of world events shaped over 30 years as a naval officer. Recently, I was going through some of his papers and found a copy of a letter he had written to his best friend from aboard the destroyer he was stationed on in 1940. It was written while his ship was at Pearl Harbor, a year and a half before the Japanese attack. He wrote, "There is a serious situation in the fleet about secrecy of information. The officers of this ship were all informed of the proposed movement of ships, but were warned to avoid all mention of it. But today, one of the boatswain's mates asked me if it were true if we were going to a certain place. I stalled him and pumped him to find out how much he knew or whether he was guessing. He not only knew where our ship was going, but most of the other destroyers as well, and he was correct in practically every case. He said he got the information from a bartender in Honolulu, and that every streetwalker in the city could tell him more about the future movements of the ship than he knew." My father went on to bemoan the lax security, adding, "The Navy is drifting along in the old peacetime days, doing things just like we did when our most important jobs were searching for Amelia Earhart and winning the Army-Navy game." Hearing my father's voice in this way from another time when complacency would eventually give way to a terrifying awareness of the nation's vulnerability, I wished all the more that I could ask him about the Bush administration's suggestion of a preemptive strike against Iraq. My own generation's views of war are so intertwined with Vietnam that I don't always trust my own perspective. But my dad's was shaped by both World War II and Vietnam. In the 60s, he served as Deputy Secretary to the Joint Chiefs of Staff and was fully involved in the logistics of prosecuting the war in Southeast Asia. Later, much later, he came to believe that Vietnam had been a terrible mistake for this country. And so he had the perfect military background for a balanced look at today's world. He knew the dangers of being unprepared for a surprise attack, but was extremely wary of getting the country into a war that had no clear exit and very little support. Although I can no longer talk to my dad, I find myself hoping that those who must make these difficult decisions will listen to other voices of experience, veteran military officers, retired and active, who have waged real battles in real places and know both the danger of doing nothing and of doing too much. With so much jingoism in the air, we need all the wisdom we can get.
The comments of Judy Muller, an ABC News correspondent and author of the book, Now This.